This is URN.
So I'm joined with Emma and Emma, the two women's officers for the SU, and we're going to talk about the He for She campaign, which is kicking off this new year at Nottingham University. So the He for She campaign started just over a year ago, launched by the United Nations and sort of made popular to the general public with Emma Watson's campaigning throughout. What made you decide to pick up the campaign this year at Nottingham University?
Well, one of the main attractions for this campaign was basically the fact that Emma Watson has started it. It's kind of gone global and people have heard of it. So it's not like we're starting from zero. Most people that have come up to us asking about the campaign have already heard of it. So that's already great to start with. So we have something to work with and we can just go into the actual campaigning right away rather than explaining what the campaign is.
And also, of course, that it involves everyone, that anyone can join, anyone can help to reach gender equality, which is, of course, a main aim for us.
You've had for the first 2 days of Freshers Week the mural just outside of the atrium. How's that gone down so far with the freshers and everybody else who's sort of been walking past in the Portland building?
Absolutely amazing. Like, we've been so surprised. Not surprised, that's the wrong word, but just pleasantly surprised by the amount of people coming up to us and, for one thing, recognising the campaign, but also wanting to do something with us, to join it, to write on the mural and so on. So it's been absolutely amazing and we're so happy about it.
And people are really engaging with the issues. It's not just some generic stuff that is on there. We're actually very happy with the intellectual thoughts that people have written on this mural. So we're very happy with it.
That's good to hear. Tell me more about the rest of the campaign. So you have this mural on the first 2 days of Freshers Week. So what's next after that?
We're going to have the mural up again next week on Monday and Tuesday, right before our major event, which is going to be on the Wednesday. And we're going to have a speaker there that is going to talk about all these issues. And there's going to be a panel as well, so students can actually have their own input as well and have their questions answered. And then afterwards, we will be having a meeting to see where our individual campaigns are going to go within the He for She campaign.
What we also want to do is to link it to the university, to take the worldwide issues which He for She is trying to tackle and link it to our university and see what we can do for students here.
Actually, from the He for She campaign, there are 10 university impact champions for He for She. It includes the Vice President of Oxford, as well as the Vice President of Leicester as well. So would you like to see Nottingham University's sort of staff work into that sort of thing as well?
Absolutely. I think it's a great campaign and we should do the best we can to join the bigger leagues on it.
And after the big event with, of course, the keynote speaker, Emily Barrett, you're having a further session where you're talking about how the campaign can push on after this awareness sort of stage of the campaign you're pushing on. So what sort of directions is this campaign going to take?
So the main things that we have talked about so far are lad culture and a consent campaign. And we want to collaborate with the Women's Network and with UON Feminists so that we can really work together and have this university-wide campaign so that it's not just from the student union, but it's actual students that are campaigning for this. So we're trying to set a committee up for these separate campaigns and then see where they want to lead it as well.
Because we have heard that both lad culture and lack of consent, especially in the university environment, is a big issue for students. So obviously that's why we want to focus on them.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is URN.